top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Friday, March 1st, 2024. In the headlines, Magistrate Gloria Augustus is of the view that with external support, internal drive and determination, some individuals have the potential to rise and overcome poverty.
The Big Station.
Student council leaders from primary schools across St. Kitts provided their perspectives on issues concerning crime and violence during their first National Student Congress. And the United Nations peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo has initiated its departure from the country after a presence spanning 25 years.
Regional and global.
The news is brought to you, compliments, Rudolph Thomas Enterprises.
Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fenced pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Magistrate Gloria Augustus shared her perspective on poverty, expressing her belief that certain individuals have the potential to rise above the poverty line. According to her, this possibility hinges on both external support from the community and the individual's internal drive to reach their full potential and transcend the challenges of poverty. Magistrate Augustus highlighted the crucial role that community support and social connections play in enabling individuals to overcome poverty.
But I think there are lots of people with potential who could cross from poverty, who could cross over, but it has to do with, one, the support that they get, their community life, how they socialize, their social issues, and also has to do something in terms of they as an individual. What do they want? Because sometimes you can get yourself out of a situation, but you have to, you might need support, but it also has to do with, do you want it, and do you want it that bad? And sometimes you have talents that you don't recognize or you don't use in the right way. So it's not just looking at just poverty, but there are areas where persons can get out of poverty. In fact, just recently in Trinidad, we know that there was this calypso where, there has been calypsos linking poverty to violence and crime. Mm-hmm. And just this year, Karen Ashe sang a song, she came first, and she said, poverty is no excuse for crime, you know? And one of the things that they highlighted, there's an area in Trinidad, Lavantil area, so sort of like some areas are ghetto, that were quote-unquote ghetto. And I think they highlighted recently, there was a young man from Lavantil who went and he learned and he recently graduated as a lawyer, and they sort of highlighted that to show that, hey, it doesn't mean that because you come from Lavantil, you have to be in the gang mood.
And that was Magistrate Gloria Augustus. The Eastern Caribbean Central Bank is implementing measures to establish a regional standard-setting body responsible for regulating non-bank financial institutions in the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union, ECCU. Dr. Tracy Polios, Chief Director Policy at ECCB, explains that this body will be tasked with the developing guidelines and regulations to govern the sector. This initiative aligns with the ECCB's mission to uphold the integrity of the banking system.
A regional standard setting body is an institution that is established to set guidelines and regulations to regulate a particular industry or a particular market. In our case, we are looking at establishing regulations and guidelines for the regulation of the non-bank financial sector in the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union. Now, regional standard setting bodies are not novel, though it's in the Eastern Caribbean, we may say it's novel. The ECCB itself is a regional standard setting body because it is the regulator for all commercial banks and licensed financial institutions within the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union. So in that regard, it is a standard setting body, a regional standard setting body. So we do have standard setting bodies elsewhere in the world, such as in Europe, where we have the single supervisory mechanism for the supervision of commercial banks in Europe, and also a single regulatory mechanism for the supervision of pensions and insurance companies as well.
Ms. Polia stated that the creation of this body aims to ensure uniformity in regulations and their implementation across the Caribbean region for non-banking financial entities.
So it is a body that will be established to ensure that we have what we call even guidelines, even application of regulations and guidelines to non-bank financial entities across the currency union to avoid what we call regulatory arbitrage. That means financial institutions taking advantage of jurisdictions where the regulations may be a little bit more soft or a little bit more lax. So when you have even application of the rules and the guidelines, you reduce the likely occurrence of what we call regulatory arbitrage. Okay, so non-bank financial institutions are institutions, well, really that are not banks. So for instance, credit unions, although they are, in a sense, deposit-taking institutions, they are not commercial banks. They operate on the basis of shares and they are member-driven, and therefore they are not commercial banks. So credit unions are non-banks, insurance companies are non-banks, development banks are also non-bank financial institutions. So anything, any financial institution that is not licensed under the Banking Act for the purposes of this reform, we are classifying as non-bank financial institutions.
Tracy Polias, Chief Director Policy at the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. On Monday, February 19th for 2024, Republic Bank Limited hosted a check presentation event for one of its remaining 2023 PMAD partners, the West Dominica Federation. The PMAD program, which stands for Power to Make a Difference, aims to foster collaborations with organizations sharing similar goals to make a positive impact in communities. Through these initiatives, Republic Bank Limited supports various projects that seek to uplift society through partnerships with civil society, community groups, and non-governmental organizations. In 2023, the bank awarded grants to its inaugural cohort of 16 partners, representing diverse social investment programs across the Eastern Caribbean Union. Among these partners is the West Dominica Federation, whose project titled Improving the Possibility of At-Risk Boys from Vulnerable Countries and Communities, focusing on providing positive male leadership to young boys, particularly those facing educational and emotional challenges at grades 3 to 6. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95de.com. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has praised ministers from across the globe for convening at a crucial and necessary meeting, emphasizing the imminent threat of climate-related crises faced by the world. He attributed these crises to human activities, noting that those least responsible bear the brunt of the impacts. Guterres stressed the imperative for collective action to address the climate crisis by establishing connections between various factors aiming to guide the world towards a sustainable path.
President Ruto, dear leaders, excellencies, friends, thank you for coming together at this important assembly to tackle the environmental crisis we face. Your efforts are urgent. Our planet is on the brink. Ecosystems are collapsing. Our climate is imploding. And humanity is to blame. The fallout from poisoned rivers to rising seas arm us whole. Yet those least responsible suffer most a burning injustice. We must work together to combat this crisis, recognizing the links between them, to put the world on a sustainable path and turbocharge sustainable development. That means taking urgent action to accelerate a just transition from fossil fuels to renewables, to adapt to extreme weather, deliver climate justice, get a grip on pollution, protect and restore ecosystems, and drive progress towards the other targets in the Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework. Countries must set national targets to deliver that framework. They must capitalize the new loss and damage fund. And they must create new economy-wide nationally determined contributions by 2025 that align with limiting global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius.
Guterres emphasizes the necessity for governments to collaborate in creating a fresh treaty addressing plastic pollution and substantially boosting funding for sustainable development projects.
Together, we need governments to deliver a new treaty on plastic pollution and to massively increase finance for sustainable development and for climate and biodiversity action in developing countries. I urge countries to deliver our proposed SDG stimulus, and all commitments made by developed countries must be met. We must also ensure that production and trade of those minerals critical to the renewables revolution is sustainable and provides maximum benefit to developing countries. The United Nations panel on critical energy transition minerals will support these efforts. This assembly plays a vital role in driving environmental action. And you have shown before that you can unite and deliver, most recently with your historic decision to negotiate a plastic treaty. I urge you to do so again and go further. There are many important resolutions before you, so please take this chance to drive multilateral solutions. Let's see the Nairobi spirit deliver once again.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. In other news, student council leaders from primary schools across St. Kitts actively participated in discussions concerning crime and violence during the inaugural National Students Congress held at the St. Kitts Marriott Resort on Wednesday. A total of 56 students representing 19 primary schools engaged in interactive sessions. The program featured presentations from Probation Officer Lunston Percival, who brings over 20 years of experience in community policing. Afternoon sessions included talks from Attorney General the Honorable Gough Wilkin and Minister of State for Youth Empowerment the Honorable Eastlyn Phillip. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Youth Empowerment, the Honorable Dr. Geoffrey Hanley, expressed his satisfaction with the event, noting that it aligns with the visions from his previous role as Director of Youth. Dr. Hanley emphasized the government's commitment to youth empowerment, encouraging participants to voice their thoughts and opinions freely. The National Student Congress is part of the government's strategy to address crime and violence as a public health issue. And the United Nations peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, known as MONUSCO, initiated its withdrawal from the country after 25 years by transferring the base of Kamuila in the country's Far East to Congolese authority on Wednesday. Established in 2005, the base was tasked with protecting civilians and maintaining security in the eastern of Kivu province.
The United Nations peacekeeping mission has begun its withdrawal from Democratic Republic of Congo after, on Wednesday, MONUSCO chief Bintou Keita handed over the base of Kamuila to Congolese authorities in a ceremony. She expressed hopes that the transfer would set a precedent for the mission's disengagement process. Established in 2005, the Kamanyola base was tasked with protecting civilians and maintaining security in the eastern South Kivu province. Keita reiterated the commitment to work jointly with Congolese authorities for an orderly and responsible withdrawal. Asifuwe Belagizi Andre is a civil society representative for Kamanyola.
We now call on our government to fully play its role to secure the population and their property. Since security is a sensitive sector, the government must play its role fully, especially to continue to consolidate the achievements of MONUSCO, to ensure that the population, despite the departure of MONUSCO, continues to live as it did.
The currently 13,500 strong force took over an earlier UN operation in 2010 to help quell insecurity in the east of the Central African country, where armed groups fight over territory and resources. But in recent years, its presence has become increasingly unpopular. Critics say MONUSCO has failed to protect civilians against militia groups, sparking deadly protests.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Magistrate Gloria Augustus is of the view that with external support, internal drive and determination, some individuals have the potential to rise and overcome poverty.
Only on Q9.
Student council leaders from primary schools across St. Kitts provided their perspectives on the issues concerning crime and violence during their first National Student Congress. And the United Nations peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo has initiated its departure from the country after a prison spanning 25 years.
It happens wherever it happens.
The news was brought to you. Compliments, Rudolph Thomas Enterprises.
On Q.
I am Fudis Environment.
Station. Q. Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on